Georgia polls, Brian Kemp takes double-digit lead over David Perdue in governor's primary race. By Ashley Oliver on March 16, 2022. Governor Brian Kemp, R., has taken a commanding lead over former Senator David Perdue, RGA, in the Georgia Republican primary race for governor, according to a pair of GOP polls. One of the polls, conducted by BK Strategies from March 6 to 8, found Kemp ahead of Perdue by 15 points, receiving 48% support compared to Perdue's 33%. 14% of respondents said they were undecided. The other poll, taken by American Viewpoint from March 1 to 3, found Kemp up 16 points, receiving 51% support compared to Perdue's 35%. 8% of respondents said they were undecided. Perdue mounted a gubernatorial challenge to Kemp in December with backing from former President Donald Trump. The former one-term senator and wealthy businessman launched his campaign in response to criticisms, largely led by Trump, over Kemp's handling of Georgia's 2020 election process. Instead of protecting our elections, Kemp caved to Abrams. Perdue charged in his initial campaign message in reference to Democrat gubernatorial candidate and voting rights activist Stacey Abrams. Perdue has for the past couple months, however, been trailing in polls by roughly 10 points and has expanded his focus from election integrity as he tests out other issues that could speak to Georgians and potentially boost his position in the race. Perdue has, for instance, begun criticizing Kemp for the governor's landmark deal with Rivian, an electric vehicle company that plans to build a massive plant in a rural area east of Atlanta and create 7,500 jobs. Perdue called the deal insane and pointed to Democrat mega-donor George Soros's $2 billion investment in the company and concerns from locals about how the plant would drastically transform their community. Perdue has also touted his support for the Buckhead Cityhood movement, an effort to de-annex the wealthy Buckhead neighborhood from Atlanta to become its own city. The movement was driven largely by community members fed up with violent crime in Atlanta and seeking a means to create their own police department. Bills introduced in the state legislature this session to create a ballot referendum for Buckhead Cityhood have, however, hit a wall. Perdue told Breitbart News of the stalled bills, "This is the height of corruption that you see under the Gold Dome." The polls, albeit from relatively lesser-known pollsters, could be an indication that Perdue's broadened messaging has not resonated with voters. The BK poll asked respondents what they believe is the most important issue facing the country today, and the economy and inflation were their top issues, receiving 13% each, followed by immigration, which received 11%. Perdue heavily promotes his endorsement of Trump, campaigned with Donald Trump Jr. this month, and plans to rally with the former president in Georgia in just under 2 weeks. Asked how important Trump's endorsement was to voters, the BK poll revealed that 48.8% found it important and 49.2% found it unimportant. Broken down more specifically, of the 48.8% who found it important, 7.6% found it to be the single most important factor in a candidate, 17% found it to be a very important factor, and 24.2% found it somewhat important. Of the 49.2% who found it unimportant, 20.2% said it was not that important and 29% said it was not important at all. The BK poll was conducted among 500 likely Republican primary voters and had a margin of error of +4.4%. The American Viewpoint poll was conducted among 600 likely Republican primary voters and had a margin of error of +4%. The Georgia primary race takes place in just over 2 months, on May 24. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.